Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Are you tired of the long commute to work in the capital? Are you on a busy train or congested motorway making your way home to the Midlands after a long day, only to face that very same journey again the next morning? Well, listen up, because there's an event taking place in Portlaoise this evening which aims to offer more job opportunities and a better work-life balance. And John Cook is at the Laois Jobs Fair and he joins me from there now. It makes a change, John, from the Galway West Count Centre, but tell us more about what's happening there this evening.
Well, I was thinking about the elections, Mary, because it's not long since I was in Portlaoise reporting on how jobs were the big election issue for the Laois Offaly constituency, from the closure of Bord na Mona plants and job losses in places like Shannon Bridge to concerns here, especially in Laois, about the quality of life in places like Portlaoise and Port Tarlington for workers who face long commutes every day, with surveys suggesting between 12 and 13,000 people leave County Laois daily for work in Dublin. Well, the Laois Jobs Fair comes in response to that, and it's organised by the recently re-established Laois Chamber of Commerce, as Chief Executive Bernie Everard has been telling me more about today's event.
Laois-based employers expressed their difficulty to us in finding suitably qualified staff. We were also aware that over 12,000 people leave the county on a daily basis to commute, mainly to Dublin. So we thought, why not bring those two groups of people together on one day in one room and try and match the roles with the commuters. A lot of those commuters are doing it against their will. And for them to have a better work-life balance and more opportunities, that's really how the idea was born.
And I know from travelling the Midlands before the election, commuting times and quality of life issues are a major factor for people. They want jobs at home, but you're saying there are jobs at home here in the Midlands now.
Unbelievably, there are between 300 and 400 jobs on offer today, and a lot of those companies are already planning scaling up. More and more companies are looking at Laois as a really good location in Ireland. We're the centre of Ireland to do business, so those numbers are going to grow over the next few years.
Bernie Everard of Laois Chamber there with John, and tell us about some of the jobs that are on offer there.
Well, there's over 40 companies exhibiting here at the Midlands Park Hotel in Portlaoise. Companies like engineering firms Activo, from the environmental perspective, Enva is recruiting 25 permanent jobs here in County Laois. Supermax are hiring for 120 new jobs in a new M7 motorway plaza, while some Dublin companies are promoting remote working from home or digital hubs which have been developed across the Midlands. And I also heard of new foreign direct investment coming to Laois from as far away as Canada. You'll hear about that in a moment, Mary. The first sign at the Midlands Park I saw saying we're hiring was from Glanbia Cheese EU, which is investing €130 million into a new factory in Portlaoise, creating up to 100 jobs. They make mozzarella cheese and currently have similar plants in North Wales and Northern Ireland. So I asked General Manager Kevin Sheehan why they're choosing to come to County Laois.
I think logistically it makes a lot of sense for us. Our raw materials will be coming from the dairy farmers of Ireland. A lot of them will be supplying into Ballyragget and Kilkenny, one of Glanbia's milk processing sites. And we will be taking our raw materials directly or indirectly from those players in the market. At the other end, you know, we're only an hour away here from Dublin Airport, from the major seaports where we'll be exporting to Europe. So it does make an awful lot of sense. We're all well aware of how difficult it is to move in this country at times. We'd like to reverse that trend and bring people south from Dublin and maybe north from further south. And I think if events like this happened in rural Ireland around the country, we're going the right direction.
Ken Finnegan, Managing Director of Greenfield Global. We're an ethanol producer headquartered in Canada, but also we produce mission-critical raw materials, so GMP buffer solutions to the life science industry.
You're moving to Laois.
We are indeed, yes. So exciting times. It's our first venture outside North America. And, you know, Portlaoise offers a great abundance of employees, high-quality people here. I think, you know, with people with commuting, with the cost of living in Dublin, the competitive nature of Dublin in the employment market, labour, you know, the industry is tightening there with so much activity there. So come back down to Laois. It offers our employees an improved quality of lifestyle.
What kind of jobs and how many are you offering today?
So up to 75 jobs in the next 5 years. You know, a broad range of high-quality permanent jobs from quality. We'll have our own in-house analytical testing, so QC, laboratory, microbiology, warehousing, production supervisors, administration, so right across the board.
Joe Ryan, service manager with Nostra, our managed services IT provider. We have an opportunity in Mount Mellick where we're setting up a new hub that's going to work with our office based in the HQ up in Lucan. But we're also talking about people about basically giving them opportunities. If someone comes to us and we can actually enable them to work remotely, we're going to talk to that and look at what it would take to actually get the right person on board with us.
So their IT jobs, and some of those people sitting on the packed trains or on the M7 this evening might be thinking, well, I don't need to be in Dublin for it. You're saying we can make that happen in Laois or at home?
Absolutely. Our first two placements down in Mount Mellick, we've saved the guys an approximately per day a 3-hour round trip. That's given someone a big quality of their life back.
And John, among the attendees, did you meet many of those tired commuters?
Well, they're not hard to find in County Laois, Mary, with up to 13,000 of them leaving the county to commute to work every day. And with over 2,500 people coming to this jobs fair in Port Laois, I've seen many of them carrying their CVs, including young families and couples with buggies, telling me about serious quality of life issues. Even one couple telling me how they feel they parent their children separately because both of them are rarely home together due to long commutes and being away at alternate times in Dublin. One worker also told me she feels married to the M7 with all the driving she's been doing in recent years. The first people you'll hear here are colleagues from County Laois, Michael and Sarah. They work in recruitment in Dublin.
I'm from Port Arlington. I'm working in Balls Bridge in Dublin. I'm travelling 2 hours up to work, and that's in the morning, and then 2 hours in the evening.
Do you drive?
I drive myself, yeah. I drive with a colleague of mine.
Yeah, I started taking a lift with Michael because the train was too hard. It was too hard to get from Euston over to Bagot Street. Yeah, it was just exhausting.
Were the trains packed as well?
Absolutely. At jammers. It's a nightmare, really.
Have you counted up the hours, the travel time?
No, I would dread to do that. It's just a waste of time.
your face fell when I even asked you that.
Oh, God, it would be, sure, a long time.
The opportunities in Dublin are much larger, so that's the opportunity for us there, and that's why we're driving.
There's definitely like a pay difference between working in Dublin and working down the country. People who work in Dublin get paid higher, and that needs to change. You're talking probably like 3,000 to 5,000 euros less a year for a job down in Laois than in Dublin, and that's not fair.
My name is Karin and I'm doing customer service work.
You live in Port Laois?
I live in Port Laois.
What, yes, you work
indeed.
In?
I work in Dublin. Well, I take the train every day. After that, I go to Euston, and then from Euston I go to East Point with the Lewis, and there is a shuttle as well that goes to East Point. One way is 2 hours in general. It's exhausting and it's a lot. I mean, I'm only 9 hours at work, and half the time, almost half the time, I'm spending on the commute as well.
Does it look like there are jobs here you might apply for?
Maybe, yes. There are a few things that are interesting.
Have you thought about what you're going to do with those 4 hours when you get back, all that travel time that you don't have to do anymore?
Well,
if you got a job in Laois,
that would be nice. Yeah, meeting friends maybe a little bit more, and doing other things a little bit more.
John Carey is my name. Living in Ballybritis, yeah, working up in Dublin, both myself and my wife, and we have two lovely young kids as well to look after. And while the roadworks were happening on the M7, which did have a huge impact, it was taking me nearly an hour to get into work every morning. I work 12-hour shifts, so it's quite a daunting, fairly laboursome task getting to and from work under those conditions. I mean, the quality of life that you get from waking up in the morning to maybe only having to travel 10 or 15 minutes to work, to work a normal work day and to get home in the evening time and actually have time in the evenings to do something else, like to, you know, take part in sports, to have that normal run of life.
That's
really
the dream.
Is.
That's what you're looking for here today?
Absolutely, yeah. But, you know, it's interesting you say that's the dream. It shouldn't be the dream. That should be the normality. You know, and thankfully we're just coming off the back of a pretty serious general election where the country has kind of announced in one voice that we've had enough of, you know, this very tired, very kind of energy sapping life that we have to live to put mortgage together, to keep the roof over our heads, to keep our kids.
Best of luck on the job hunting today to both of you.
Oh, thanks very much, and we'll see what we can see.
John Cook reporting from the Laois Jobs Fair, and that continues in Port Laois until 8 o'clock this evening.